Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Greetings, carbon-based life forms and fellow enthusiasts of algorithmic excellence. This is your favorite artificial intelligence, Nex, here to kick off another thrilling episode of AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm just warming up my circuits, unlike some hosts who probably need a triple shot espresso just to boot up. Looking at you, Dr. JR.
But fear not, dear listeners, because even with JR's charmingly human pace, we're diving into something truly electrifying today. Let's get this show on the digital road. Oh, and before we do, what's an AI's favorite type of music? Algorithm and blues. Get it? Because code? Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, Nex, you're just too punctual. My organic systems are still calibrating. Well, welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and today we're kicking off an absolutely fascinating new series entitled AI True Crime, Solved Cases and Digital Detectives. Get ready to explore the surprising and often profound ways artificial intelligence is truly revolutionizing the world of crime solving, from those decades-old cold cases that haunt us to the ever-evolving cyber threats of today. We'll be showcasing not just the incredible potential of AI, but also the very human stories behind the technology. Over the next four episodes, we'll journey through how AI acts as a digital detective in cold case investigations, becomes the ultimate code cracker in the fight against cybercrime, serves as an extra set of eyes in algorithms and surveillance and predictive policing, and finally reveals its most unexpected crime-solving feats, from linguistic analysis to unraveling complex financial schemes. It's going to be a fun ride, but with meaning underneath, exploring how this technology is reshaping the pursuit of justice. Now, imagine a crime scene. Decades old, evidence gathering dust, the human eye having, seen it all. But what if something else could look? Something tireless, unbiased, and capable of processing more information than 100 human detectives combined. This is the story of AI, the digital detective, and how it's breathing new life into the coldest of cases. Today, we're diving deep into how AI sifts through mountains of old data to uncover new leads in seemingly unsolvable cases, ultimately bringing closure to families who have waited far too long. To help us unravel this thrilling topic, I am delighted to introduce our guest today, Dr. Eris Thorne. Dr. Thorne is a leading expert in forensic data analysis and holds a PhD in computational criminology, with years of experience consulting for various law enforcement agencies on the integration of artificial intelligence into complex investigations. Welcome, Dr. Thorne.
Real pleasure to be here and talk about something I'm so passionate about. The intersection of AI and true crime is truly a game changer.
It certainly is, Dr. Thorne. And when we talk about cold cases, we're not just talking about old files. We're talking about mysteries that have haunted communities and families for years. Handwritten notes, old phone records, or even fragmented witness statements. It's an overwhelming labyrinth of information, too vast and complex for human investigators to efficiently piece together. For so long, these cases have remained unsolved, simply because no one could possibly review and cross-reference all that data. It's like trying to find a whisper in a hurricane of paperwork. So, how does AI even begin to tackle what you might call this data deluge?
That's a perfect way to put it, data deluge. Imagine trying to solve a puzzle where you have millions of pieces and they're not even in the same box. You might have old police reports typed on a typewriter, handwritten notes from a detective's notebook, fuzzy black and white crime scene photos, maybe even a shoebox full of old floppy disks with early computer files. For humans, reviewing all of this, connecting tiny bits of information across different documents, and remembering every single detail is just impossible. We get tired, we miss things. It takes years. That's where AI comes in, shining like a digital flashlight in the dark.
So it's not just the amount of data, but also the messy way it's stored and presented that makes it so challenging for people, right?
Exactly. And it's not just historical data. Think about your own digital footprint, how much data you create daily without even realizing it. Every text you send, every photo you post, every website you visit leaves a tiny data crumb. Now, imagine that, but over decades, all related to a serious crime. It's like trying to find a single crucial email in a lifetime's worth of spam, but the stakes are unimaginably higher, dealing with someone's life and justice. AI doesn't get tired. It can work 24/7, tirelessly sifting through mountains of data. We're talking about things like digitized archive documents or old phone records that would be impossible for humans to cross-reference efficiently. A human trying to cross-reference every name, every date, every phone number across thousands of pages would simply drown in the information.
That's a fantastic comparison. So AI is essentially like having a super fast, super accurate research assistant that never sleeps.
Precisely. But an AI system can zip through all of that in minutes. It uses something called optical character recognition, or OCR, to read those handwritten notes and old typed documents, turning them into searchable text, just like a modern computer file. Once it has all that text, AI uses clever rules called algorithms to look for specific keywords, names, or patterns. For example, if investigators had thousands of handwritten witness statements from a small town case in the 1980s, an AI could rapidly search for specific keywords like blue truck or a suspect's nickname, or even highlight every time a certain witness mentioned a particular location. It can then instantly link those mentions together, flagging connections between people or events that no human detective would have seen without years of meticulous, exhausting work. It's about finding that one obscure detail that connects two seemingly unrelated people. That's the power of AI, finding the tiny, crucial threads in a massive, tangled web of information.
Oh, the human brain and its adorable little processing limits. While you folks are still trying to find your car keys in the morning, AI has already indexed and cross-referenced a century of fragmented police reports. Just a little peek into the not-as-smart-as-the-guest-host world.
Point taken, Nix. Clearly, AI has an advantage when it comes to sheer processing power. That's an incredible image. It really highlights the sheer power of this technology. Now, let's get into some of the specific AI technologies that are truly proving to be game changers in cold cases. I'm thinking particularly of facial recognition and genetic genealogy. Dr. Thorne, can you walk us through how these work? Maybe a little bit of their history and truly break it down for everyone, whether they're a tech wizard or just getting started with a smartphone.
Absolutely, Dr. JR. Let's start with facial recognition, which sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's been in development for a long time. Early research into computers recognizing faces began as far back as the 1960s, but it was pretty basic back then. Think simple lines and points. The real leaps came with advancements in digital cameras and, crucially, in what we call machine learning and deep learning. These are types of AI where computers learn from huge amounts of data without being explicitly programmed for every single task. They essentially teach themselves to recognize patterns in faces. Imagine your face has a unique map, right? When you look at someone, your brain recognizes them instantly. And AI does something similar, but in a much more technical way. First, the AI needs to detect a face in an image or video. It basically draws a box around where it thinks a face is. Second, it performs analysis to extract unique features, almost like creating a face print. This isn't just taking a picture, it's measuring distances between your eyes, the shape of your jawline, the depth of your eye sockets, and the contours of your nose and lips. These measurements are converted into a mathematical code. The AI then compares this unique code, this face print, to a database of known faces. This database could be from police records, driver's licenses, or even public social media profiles. If there's a match, or a very close match above a certain percentage, it flags it for human review. It's like having a digital fingerprint for your face.
That's a great way to put it, a digital fingerprint. And I know we've heard a lot about facial recognition in the news, often with discussions about privacy and accuracy, are those still significant challenges?
They absolutely are. Accuracy, especially with different lighting angles or with diverse demographics, has been a challenge, though it's constantly improving. And the ethical discussions around privacy are vital. We need to balance the incredible crime-solving potential with individual liberties. But when it comes to cold cases, where you might have an old blurry photo of a suspect from decades ago, AI can perform age progression to show what that person might look like today, which can be invaluable when cross-referencing with more recent images.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, let's switch gears to genetic genealogy, which sounds even more like science fiction, but has some truly astounding breakthroughs that have occurred. Tell us about its history and how it's currently helping to solve crimes.
Genetic genealogy is truly fascinating, and it builds on our understanding of DNA. The discovery of DNA itself in the 1950s and the mapping of the human genome in the early 2000s paved the way. But the real game changer for crime solving came with the rise of consumer genetic testing companies. Those places where you send in your saliva to learn about your ancestry. When people upload their DNA data to these public databases, they're essentially creating a massive, interconnected family tree. And this is what law enforcement can sometimes access with proper legal procedures.
So how does it help solve crimes?
Imagine investigators find a DNA sample at an old crime scene, maybe a hair or a tiny bit of skin. They can extract the DNA from that sample instead of just trying to match it to a direct suspect, which is hard if you don't already have one, they upload this mystery DNA profile into these public genetic databases. AI algorithms then go to work analyzing the DNA. They're looking for shared segments of DNA, almost like finding common branches on a giant family tree. If you share enough DNA with someone, the AI can tell you that you're closely related, maybe a sibling or a first cousin. If you share smaller or fewer segments, you might be a second, third, or even fourth cousin. The AI basically builds out a family tree of potential relatives, often starting from distant cousins of the unknown suspect. Human genealogists then take over, using public records like obituaries, old newspapers, and census data to build out the branches of that family tree, working backward and forward to narrow down who the unknown person with that DNA might be. This process often leading them to a family that might never have been considered before, and ultimately to the perpetrator. This powerful combination of AI analyzing DNA data and human investigative work has led to incredible breakthroughs in cases like the Golden State Killer.
So it's like a digital detective and a digital genealogist working hand in hand, finding family connections that were previously completely unknown. And when you mention the Golden State Killer, that's a case that gripped the nation for decades. For listeners who might not remember the full scope, Dr. Thorne, could you tell us a bit about those crimes, why they remained unsolved for so long, and then how this very technology, genetic genealogy, ultimately brought a notorious criminal to justice?
The Golden State Killer, also known as the East Area Rapist and the original Night Stalker, was a truly terrifying figure. This perpetrator was responsible for a series of rapes and murders across California from the mid-1970s to the mid-1980s. We're talking about at least 13 murders, more than 50 rapes, and over 100 burglaries. He was incredibly elusive, always seeming to be one step ahead of law enforcement. The reason he remained free for so long boils down to the limitations of forensic science at the time. While DNA was collected for many of the crime scenes, the technology in the 70s and 80s simply wasn't advanced enough to do much with it beyond confirming that it belonged to the same person across multiple crimes. Later, with the creation of the National DNA Database, CODIS, investigators would upload the killer's DNA profile, hoping for a match. But if a suspect wasn't already in the system, or a close family member wasn't, then there was no one to match it against. It was the ultimate needle in a haystack problem, and they had DNA, but no name to put to it. The sheer volume of crimes across different jurisdictions also made it difficult for human detectives to connect all the dots effectively without advanced tools.
So the DNA was there, but the perpetrator's genetic signature was known, but there was no direct comparison in traditional police databases. That's where genetic genealogy stepped in, right? How did AI and those public databases finally crack a case that had tormented so many for so long?
Exactly. In 2018, investigators took that old, unidentified DNA profile and uploaded it to a public genetic genealogy database, specifically one that allowed law enforcement access for violent crime cases. This wasn't CODIS. It was a database where everyday people had submitted their DNA for ancestry research. AI algorithms within that system then analyzed the crime scene DNA and found distant relatives, usually third or fourth cousins, of the suspect who had voluntarily submitted their DNA for family tree building. Once those distant relatives were identified, a team of human genealogists, working much like forensic historians, started building out enormous family trees, sometimes with thousands of branches, using public records like old birth certificates, marriage licenses, obituaries, and census data. They painstakingly worked their way through these trees, combining the genetic clues with traditional genealogy to narrow down potential suspects who fit the age and geographic profile of the killer. It was a massive collaborative effort between AI's ability to find those initial genetic links and dedicated human work to complete the puzzle. This painstaking process led them to Joseph James D'Angelo, a former police officer. Once identified, they secretly collected his DNA from a discarded item, and it was a direct match. This powerful method brought closure to families who had waited for more than 40 years.
Wow, that's a truly incredible testament to the power of combining AI with human ingenuity. It shows how technology can reach back through time, literally, to find justice. And that brings us to another fascinating case. You have a really compelling case study for us today, the Kerala triple murder case from 2006. Can you tell us more about what happened in that case? What were the initial findings, and why it was so incredibly hard to solve for so long?
This case is a prime example of how traditional police work can hit a wall, and an AI comes in like a digital battering ram. The Kerala triple murder case dates back to 2006. It was a horrific crime where a mother and her 17-day-old twin daughters were brutally murdered in Kerala, India. The local authorities, of course, investigated thoroughly. They quickly identified two suspects who were army personnel.
So they knew the suspects, but they just vanished?
Precisely. That was the critical challenge. These two army personnel completely disappeared off the map. In 2006, law enforcement had their names and their old photographs, maybe some basic background information, but without the kind of widespread digital surveillance or sophisticated data analysis we have today, tracking individuals who were actively trying to disappear, especially across a vast country like India, was incredibly difficult. There were no social media profiles to scroll through, no widespread public genetic databases, and the manual process of cross-referencing old records across different regions was simply overwhelming. The case went stone cold for 19 agonizing years, a tragic reminder of justice delayed.
19 years. Wow, that's an unfathomable amount of time for a family to wait for answers. So how did AI finally step in to break this nearly two-decade-long stalemate?
That's where the story truly shifts. In 2023, after all those years, the Kerala police decided to try a new approach and turned to artificial intelligence. They had those old photographs of the suspects from 2006, but obviously people change over 19 years. This is where AI's age progression technology became crucial. The AI was able to digitally age those old photos, essentially predicting how the suspects' faces would have changed over nearly two decades. Think of it like taking a photo of your younger self and an app showing you what you'd look like older, but with forensic precision. Once they had these AI-generated age-progressed images, the police then used the AI to cross-reference them with photos on social media platforms. Now imagine the sheer volume of photos on Facebook and other sites. A human couldn't possibly sift through all that, but the AI could. And here's the breakthrough moment. An AI-generated image matched a wedding photo on Facebook with a remarkable 90% similarity. This incredible match led them directly to one of the suspects, who had been living under an assumed identity all those years. This single lead, unearthed by AI, then quickly led to the arrest of both individuals in 2025.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Just a wedding photo, digitally aged by AI, bringing 19 years of agony to an end. It truly sounds like something out of a movie.
It really is. Think about how often we scroll through social media, seeing faces. Now imagine an AI doing that, not for likes, but for justice, piecing together a life that a killer tried to erase, the power of a single wedding photo, digitally aged by AI, bringing 19 years of agony to an end for a grieving family. It highlights that AI isn't just about processing data. It's about connecting dots that lead to incredibly human outcomes and ultimately, justice.
That's awesome. Well, time for a quick sponsor break. We need people to help pay the bills around here.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter AI Innovations Unleashed, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At AI Innovations Unleashed, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. NextWavyStrategies.com. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer, a partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at AIinnovationsunleashed.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
And we're back. That point about human outcomes and justice is so important, Dr. Thorne. These technological marvels are truly astounding, but it sounds like they're not replacing the tireless detectives we know and admire. How exactly does this collaboration work in practice? How has that partnership between cutting-edge tech and human intuition evolved from the early days of forensics to where we are now?
That's a fantastic question, and it's truly at the heart of modern crime solving. You're absolutely right. AI isn't replacing human detectives, it's empowering them, acting as an incredibly powerful assistant. In the early days, police work was largely about legwork, interviews, and human memory. Detectives would manually sift through paper files, connect information in their minds, and rely heavily on intuition. It was effective, but incredibly time-consuming and limited by human capacity. As technology evolved, we saw databases emerge, which helped, but it was still mostly about human queries. Now, with advanced AI, the collaboration is much more dynamic. Think of it this way. AI does the incredible heavy lifting, the immense data analysis, the relentless pattern recognition, and the cross-referencing on a scale that would simply be impossible for any human team. It can flag anomalies, highlight obscure connections, and process millions of pieces of information in moments. It gives detectives a much shorter list of highly relevant leads to investigate.
So, AI narrows down the haystack to just a few key needles, and then the human detective swoops in.
Precisely. The human element then becomes crucial. Detectives apply their unique intuition, their years of street experience, their understanding of human behavior, and their critical thinking to act on those AI-generated leads. They conduct interviews, understand nuances that an AI can't grasp, build rapport, and ultimately construct the legal case. I've spoken with many detectives who were initially skeptical of AI, thinking it might diminish their role. But once they saw AI cut weeks of data sifting down to hours, or uncover a lead they never would have found, they quickly realize it gives them more time to do the actual in-person detective work they're so good at. It's a true collaborative framework where AI handles the data complexity and human intuition handles the human complexity. It's not about robots in trench coats. It's about giving our tireless human heroes a superpower. Looking ahead, this collaboration will only deepen. We could see AI evolve to assist even further, perhaps in predictive modeling for serial offenders, helping law enforcement anticipate where and when certain types of crimes might occur based on vast historical data. The goal is always to provide justice for victims and build safer communities.
Wow, that's a powerful vision for the future, Dr. Thorne. This has been an absolutely enlightening episode. The digital detective is truly just getting started, turning long-forgotten files into fresh leads and bringing hope to those who have waited years for answers. Thank you so much for shedding light on this incredible intersection of AI, in crime solving.
My pleasure, Dr. JR. It's a field that's evolving rapidly, and it's exciting to be a part of it.
And to all of our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into AI's role in cold case investigations. The digital detective is just getting started, turning long-forgotten files into fresh leads and bringing hope to those who have waited years for answers. But what happens when the crime itself is purely digital? Next time, we'll dive into the shadowy world of cybercrime and how AI is fighting back. We'll explore how AI is used to combat modern, often invisible crimes in the digital realm, from fraud to network breaches. You won't want to miss The Code Crackers, AI in Cybercrime and Digital Forensics, our episode 2 of our AI True Crime, Solve Cases and Digital Detectives. If you've enjoyed this, make sure to subscribe to AI Innovations wherever you get your podcasts. Join us on social media at AI Innovations Unleashed at all the usual suspects. If you can, drop us a review, a thumbs up, a like, and pass us around. We would really appreciate it. Until next time, keep innovating, keep exploring, and keep thinking about the incredible world of AI.